Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast, and I'm in a new location with a new camper, ready for another excellent episode. Hey, before you even tell anybody who you are, can you audio describe where we are at camp?
We're like towards the kiva, yeah, across.
Behind it, in the shade.
Behind the kiva in the shade.
Right.
Okay.
And across the street or what?
Goats.
The goats, right.
Yeah, all
right. Right, lots of goats.
All
right. Who are you?
Well, I'm Alexis.
Alexis, have you been here before on the show?
Yes.
You have.
My last time was
2017. 2017. Okay, so where are you from now?
Basically all over.
Yeah, but where are you living?
Reno, Nevada.
And you have been coming to camp how long?
6 years now.
Right. I remember the first day you pulled into the parking lot.
Yeah,
I still remember
you were
that.
The very first counselor.
We were taking turns with cars coming down the driveway for greeting, and I got your car.
Yep.
I met you as you got out of the car. You were so excited. Are you still that excited when you come to camp?
Yeah, but not as much sometimes because, you know, I'm used to it now. So
it's
like a yearly thing.
Exactly. And then we have an inside joke between us. We have been joking inside about the food. We won't go into details.
Oh, the food. Oh, my. The food.
Don't get her started.
Don't get me started on the food.
All right. So moving on from the egg cube. All right.
Yes, the gosh darn egg cube.
Everything EHC. Hey, I'm down with hearing the honest, you know, raw things that are happening here at camp after a week. You know, sometimes the food can be okay. Sometimes we're having issues with it.
Yeah.
We're just going to move on.
Living off of fruit.
Fruit. The fruit cup's great.
Yeah, those are amazing.
I heard maybe we might get pizza soon.
Wait. So. Ooh.
I heard it. It's a rumor.
Hopefully it happens.
I haven't seen it yet. Okay. What do you like in this year? Are you here for the 3 weeks or 2 weeks?
I'm here for all 3 weeks and maybe STEM camp.
Oh, you're going to try to do the whole month.
Yep.
You're going to try to go the distance. So we had a rave dance, our first club night the other night. And I was the DJ, you know, under the Raw Sugar, DJ Raw Sugar thing going on. And I said that I would give out 2 store coupons for the person who danced the longest, that I saw stayed on the dance floor the longest. Tell us what happened, Alexis.
Well, I danced for an hour. What was it, like 45 minutes, hour 45? And, you know, after it was straight, no stopping, even while I got water. And then I was sipping water while dancing, you know, normal things. And then when the last song was over, Maceo just sees me collapse to the floor, and I did not get off the floor. And then we got to my bungalow. I had to be, put my weight on someone, could barely walk.
Right.
I got to my bungalow, and then we ended up having, you know, one of those fire emergency things.
Yeah. This is the first time we talked about it.
We had a fire emergency thing, right? It happened right after the rave.
Yes.
And then, you know, I just got comfy in my bungalow, shoes off. And then I had to put my shoes on. Maddie and Sandra Hogan had to carry me all the way up Cardiac Hill.
Yep.
And then back down.
You're iced up, right?
Yes, and then ice. I'm great now.
You're all good now. We waited until you recovered, and we gave you
three store coupons.
Right, okay. So now let's go back to the whole fire thing.
Oh, yeah.
Quick. So, just so you know, camp, since I've been here, we had our, since I've been, like, coming to camp,
yeah.
I mean, I haven't been here the whole time or every summer, but in my experience, it was my first horn blow.
It was mine, too.
Yeah, I think it was for a lot of us. It
yes.
was about, 9:30, quarter after 9.
It was almost 10.
Okay, it was a false alarm. There was some smoking wires in the lodge on a new hot water heater. And my main man, Al, who's here with us now, he's doing some work with me from the Yes Academy. We're gonna podcast with him soon, but he's kind of my sidekick for a while. He was the one that actually smelled the smoke coming from the lodge. I'll ask him about his experience on that later. But then Jamie Gump and Manveen and Annalisa and Nurse Bill, they all jumped into action along with Nurse Robin and made sure that all of our campers were safe, not stressed. Everybody did a good job, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
And in amongst all of that, you had to be carried up the hill.
I had to be carried up cardiac because no. So Tony went to go like make some run in the town.
Yeah, he was
gone.
He was off camp.
So we didn't have the van. So I had to like limp myself around camp and it was a mess.
A beautiful story to be told for the far future of family and friends at EHC.
Yes, most definitely. Very interesting story.
So not only being the first camper, me being the first counselor that you met at camp, we also share the same last name,
which
confuses some people.
People think we're related.
Yes, exactly.
It's kind of funny.
It's really funny. In the end here, I just want to say thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being a great camper.
Of course, Maceo.
You're awesome.
Anytime.
We love having you here at camp. Is there anything you want to say to anybody out there? Anything you got to say besides EHC is...
EHC is the place to be.
There you go. You know what I mean?
Had to
Boom.
Do that.
You
yeah.
Had to do it.
I had to do it.
We always enjoy having you on the show.
Yes. Thank you, Maceo.
Thank you. We might have to do another one. I didn't ask any of your favorite activities.
Yeah, we're going to have to redo this.
Yeah, no, we'll just do another one. I'm going to post this one because we're
okay.
Telling folks about
yeah.
What's happening, right?
We can just add
right?
Another one in there.
Okay, say goodbye,
we got
Al.
Time.
Goodbye, Al.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
You're listening to Everything EHC Podcast. That was a fun one. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Goodbye, world.